Well, good evening and welcome to Big Fat Marketing, episode number 28, I believe, if I'm counting correctly. And I've just flown back in to Sydney from Perth, thanks to Ray, who's just joining me on the line, who's just picked me up from the airport, and we've raced back and nearly got this presentation ready in time. How are you, Ray?
I'm great, Steve. Bit of a last minute kind of a thing, but we've got a good show happening tonight anyway, so you will not be disappointed.
Absolutely, you will certainly not be disappointed because Ray's going to be revealing. Ray's been doing many great things on Facebook, and this is what I want to encourage you all to get along to the webinar seminar because you're going to see Ray in action. But what he's been doing lately on Facebook has been phenomenal for our business. Not only getting leads, but in the last couple of days, he's actually been experimenting with some ads and some new strategies. So we're going to talk about Facebook ads with him and pass over to Ray about Facebook, and you can ask any questions you want right now. But before we get underway there, I want to just tell you a little bit about how great Perth was. I want to say big shout out to everybody who came to the webinar seminar in Perth. It was a great event, great people, small but intimate crowd, and very, very enthusiastic and interactive audience. It was a great show. And if you haven't booked for the webinar seminar yet, then do that right now, guys. Thewebinarseminar.com. It was the best webinar seminar I've ever ran, no kidding. And certainly, Perth people were happy that somebody was coming over there. Fabio and Alan and Sandy and everybody was there. Leslie was there, and great food, great people, and a great seminar. It was really, really fun. Thanks to everyone who spoke as well at that seminar. So tonight we'll get underway with the news. Unfortunately, due to the hectic weekend, a two-day event can take a lot out of you, not just as an attendee. But unfortunately, Andrea will not be making it tonight for the news section. Everyone go, oh. Yeah, Andrea caught a late she caught a late flight home last night at about 10:30 out of Perth. Got home around about 8 o'clock this morning, all the way back in somewhere in the middle of Victoria. So that's why you don't want to live in the country, right? Because you're far from the airport, and then you've got to catch a train and a bus and a ferry and then the plane and then all of that. So anyway, she sent me the news. So you'll be lucky and happy to hear that I'll be reading the news tonight. So I'll put on my best Andrea voice, and we'll get right underway.
Sounds like she went through that like that movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Absolutely, but that was about some robbers, wasn't it?
It had John Candy, I believe, and Steve Martin. That was a great movie.
Oh
great movie. And yeah, so if you haven't, whoever hasn't seen it, I definitely recommend that movie. It's a really fun movie. So that's
Anything.
what Andrea went through last night.
Absolutely. Andrea went through absolute nightmare and she said, "Can you please read the news? Because I'm absolutely stuffed." And I said, "Okay, no worries." So anyway, getting on to tonight. Please type in your questions as we go, guys. Type in your questions. Yeah, everyone's giving it a big yell out. Oh, guys, it's my wedding anniversary, but I couldn't miss the great webinar show. My wife is very understanding. John O'Mahony, you should be ashamed of yourself. Your wedding anniversary, and you're on the Big Fat Marketing webinar. What are you doing? But I'm very, very secretly, I'm really, really happy that you got your priorities right. Sue is calling me
Good on you, John.
Brian Henderson, and okay, let's get into this one. Jeff was there too. Jeff said, "What a blast it was." Thank you, Jeff. You're a legend, mate. I loved his hat too. No one will know what that means, but I love your hat, Jeff. All right, let's get into the news. Facebook news is the first thing Andrea's got here. And yes, I am reading off a piece of paper, and I was an ESL student, so it could sound like I'm reading like a robot. But in the latest chapter of Winklevoss Twins versus the Facebook saga, the US District Court has dismissed a second lawsuit by the two who sought an increase of their $65 million settlement with the company and founder Mark Zuckerberg. So the district judge has booted them out. Looks like it definitely is true. If you've got more money, you've got more power. So could be anyway. Who knows? Anyway,
I think they
OSX.
got a pretty good deal.
I think they got a great
I
deal.
think they got a pretty
I mean, Ray, if you
yeah, they didn't do it.
can you do me a favor, Ray? Can I give you an idea for a website? Can you then go and turn it into a multi-billion dollar business, and then I say that it was my idea? Can you do that for me? Would that be all right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
But
just
I don't think Mark Zuckerberg gets a wage, doesn't he? I mean, he gets a decent wage, but he wouldn't get like $60 million, like, because he's a private company, isn't it? Is that how it works?